So we left off yesterday at the end of the shiur with one question left in the sugya, that we know that, at least according to some opinions, there is a gezeiras hakosuf, that ksav yado by a get is acceptable, even though it breaks all the rules of eidav shev b'pachas b'shtayim. What do you want? The Torah says, b'chosav l'sepik krisus, and the Rashba writes, that means, i.e., that the husband can write it himself, even though there are no eidim at all. So we wanted to know, is that something that's unique to gittin, or does that spill over to kedushin as well? Can you have a shtar kedushin also that breaks all the rules, that there are no eidim on it? So the Rashba was hemming and hawing, should we extend it, should we not extend it? Perhaps we don't extend it, Zeres HaKosov, and the Avi B'luim attacked and said, what do you mean you don't extend it? It's a hekish. All the dinim of gittin carry over to kedushin, so why the rest of this be any different? So we backpedaled a little bit to see, is that really true? That all of the halachas of gittin really truly carry over to kedushin. So there is a sugya that appears at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin with the Rishon Rav Machlokes about can you be mekadesh and isha with karka, mechubal karka, so that's connected to the ground. So we know that in kosher get mechubal that's a mishnah. You cannot write get on a tree. You cannot write get on something that's connected to the ground. It can't even be mekadesh and isha with something connected to the ground. So there was Machlokes, the Bala Itter and the Rashba. But the Bala Itter says no, that kedushin and get it's all the same. Yotz v'hoitza. Identical, and you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with something that's Karka, even if the method of Kedusha that you're using is Kedusha Kesef. So that's a startling Balitur. What Balitur is basically telling us is that this Hekesh of Kedusha to Gittin is so expansive that it doesn't only limit itself to Kedusha Shtar. It means that the concept of Kedusha is compared to the concept of Gerushin. It doesn't really matter which method of Kedusha that you're using, but all the halachas that govern the halachas of a get, anything that applies to a get automatically spills over to kedushin. If a megayashim b'chubar, a mekachim b'chubar, even though we're not even talking about kedusha kesef, we're talking about kedusha kesef. That's a chiddush gadol of the Baal Itter. So the Ran, the beginning of kedushin, begins to deal with this problem. He says, wait a second. So does that mean there's little lishma by kesef kedushin? What would that even mean? You have to mint the coin, it's a joke. The Ran says, well, what kind of concept? That doesn't, we're not sure what that would even translate to mean. But at least when it comes to Mechubar, it really does mean what it says. According to the Balita, you can't be Mekash Nisha with the Davar Mechubar. So the Rash, but in fact, most of the Rishab disagree with the Balita on the following conceptual grounds. That Bamed Vamamurim, that we compare Kedush to Gerushin, that's not an accurate statement. We don't compare Kedush to Gerushin. We compare Shtar Kedushin to a Shtar Gerushin to a Get. So all of the halachas, like the Shema, whatever they are, that apply to a Get, apply to a Shtar Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin, that's like a Get. Kesef Kedushin, Kiika, Chishisha, Kich Mistefra, the other sources of Chazal for Kedushin Kesef. So Kedushin Kesef Luchot, Kedushin Shtar Luchot, that's the view of the Rashi and the Ran. Most of the Rishonim subscribe to that view. But Kedusha Shtar, in Ochinam says the Rashba, of course that would be a problem. That's not up for discussion. Kedusha Kesef is the Chiddush Baal Itter that we probably reject. The Kedusha Shtar, Mechubar, in Ochinam, the same way you can't write a get on a tree, you can't write a Shtar Kedusha on a tree as well. That seems to be a Chimilsa de Pshita. And that's what the Rashba writes in his Kedusha, on the base of his Kedusha, that is in fact Halacha. Nevertheless, and the 16th of the Marmakomos, we're going to skip all the way to the end, the 16th of the Marmakomos. So there's a Shuvah Rashba about this topic. And the Rashba doesn't always in the Shuvah say exactly what he says in the Kedushim. You know, let's not forget, the Rashba lived for many years. So he wrote Shuvah throughout the course of his life. So sometimes when you learn a sukkah at the age of 30, you don't always learn identical when you're at the age of 60. So I don't know if we know which was written first, the Kedushim or this particular Tshuva. But in the Tshuva Sarashba, he says something different than they write in the Kedushim Sarashba. So you have the Tshuvas of the 16th Maamar Kavos, Heshim Od, Hashtar Kedushim Kosher B'Mechubar. Says the Rashba, not only is the Baal Itter not right when it comes to Kesef Kedushim, he's not even right when it comes to Shtar Kedushim. And according to the Tshuva Sarashba, you can be Mekadesh and Isha with the Shtar Kedushin, that's Mechubal Akarka, and that's perfectly okay. I gaval, but a get would be possible, says the Rash. But yeah, the Dafka beget pasilna, Bishop Bechasa, Bishop Bechsim Benosar. Only by a get it's no good, because by a get it says Benosar, my Kedushin doesn't say Benosar, and therefore you cannot compare the two. What does this Rashba mean? What is the esod of this Rashba? So the Chayyim with the Rashba tell you is a really fundamental lomda shavort. It's really a brisker Torah in terms of whenever you see a halacha of chazgitin, you have to always ask yourself the following question. There are really two different parts of the Maaseh Gerushin. There are two different components of turning this woman from an Eishes Ish into being a Penuya. One is all the halachas that govern the creation of the Chefza of a get. Before we can discuss a Gerushin, we have to have a get in front of us as a Sefer Krisos, as a Chefza of a get. What halachas create the Chefza of a get? Basically, the two words of the Torah says, V'chos of law. That's it. That is the, those are the conditions necessary to create a get. The get has to be derech ksiva, and you have to figure out what does ksiva mean, what does ksiva not mean. So again, come back to the second parak. Hopefully later on in the year, we'll get to some of these sugyas. What's called ksiva, what's not called ksiva? Does ksiva have to be a specific ink, a specific cloth? Does it have to be a specific language? What's called law? Law means lishma. Ooh, I think we spent a little bit of time on that. How do you make lishma? Who can make lishma? Who can make lishma? So the chos of law are the halachas that govern the creation of the chepta of the get. Then once you have a chepta of the get, the game's not over yet, then you have to take that chepta of the get, the nosan, the other. Then you have to do it with that get into her hands. So in those two words, v'nasa v'yada, the Torah gives us all the details. You have to have a nesina. What's called the nesina? What's not called the nesina? What's called the yada? What's not called the yada? Is our backyard? Is that called the yada? Is not called the yada? Well, we can have prokham in Masechus Gittin that talk about the intricacy, the details of v'nasa v'yada. So basically, the Torah, in four words, has summed up for us 90 blot of Masechus Gittin. The chos of law, say, for Christus v'nasa v'yada. It's the din of ksiv, is again the creation of the chepta. And then what do you do with the get once you have it? It's mashal about the Vedeme, we have this by other mitzvahs as well. Very often in mitzvahs, we have first halachas that govern the creation of the chefza of the item, and then what do you do with this item? Let's say the mashal, to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, first you have the chefza of matzah. What is matzah? So you have to figure out what ingredients go into matzah, what makes it matzah, what makes it chometz, are there any limitations? But once you have this matzah, what do you do with it? The erev teichlu matzahs, then you have to eat the matzah, what's called the chila, when do you eat it, etc. Let's say tefillin. You have a whole series of halachas to what's called the chepts of tefillin. Once you have the tefillin, you have beautiful, you spend $2,000 on a beautiful pair of tefillin that are sitting in the drawer, you have to do b'kshat and they'll say, you have to do a ma'isa anoch of tefillin. If you do the ma'isa anoch with something that's not a kosher pair of tefillin, so you didn't do the mitzvah b'kshat and they'll say, so this is a very common theme in halacha that we have to discuss the chepts, that we have to discuss the ma'isa that you do with the chepts. 99% of the time, it's pretty clear which given halacha is part of the creation of the chefza, which given halacha is part of the ma'isa. Every once in a while, it's not so clear. And this is one of those of these examples. The fact that a get cannot be b'mechubar, what is the nature of that halacha? What is the problem? What is the deficiency of a get b'mechubar? So strangely enough, the Mishnah tells us the din and never tells us the source. So how do you know get can't be mechubar? So comes the Rashi and says that perhaps it's derived from the phrase v'nasan. The Torah says you have to give a get. So mechubar. What would that mean? I'm giving you the tree. V'nasan doesn't mean to transfer ownership on something. V'nasan means to do a ma'isa nesina. It is impossible to do a ma'isa nesina. Another mechubar. So I can write you documents. I can make all kind of fancy schmancy kinyanim, but at the end of the day, we didn't do v'nasa and v'yad. There was no nesinas hayet, and therefore that is going to be problematic. The davar mechubar doesn't lend itself to nesina. According to this understanding, there's nothing wrong with the chefza of the get. The chefza is perfectly okay. There is a Yushalmi that seems to say a little bit different than this, but the Rashi was first going, what he claims is the Bavli, that there is no chisor, there is no deficiency in the chefza of the get. It's simply a deficiency in the ma'isa nesinas again. If that is the case, oh, very good. So that the Mishnah and the Gemara says is not possible for different reasons. That's called mechutz ketzitza. There's another halacha that you cannot have a separate, cannot have an interruption between the ksivas again and the nesivas again, such as detaching the get from something that was attached. So the fact that you can't write again in a tree, chop down the tree, and give it the branches, that we know. That is for sure din of mechutz ketzitza. That's not a question. The question that the Rashi was dealing with is, don't cut down the tree. Write the get of the tree and then transfer ownership of the tree to the woman. So that won't be a chisor mechutz ketzitza. So one can suggest as follows that maybe that the sugyas, that the halachas, the limitations of a get carry over to kedushin, even to a shtar kedushin. That's true when we're dealing with the chefts of a get. But the Torah says you want to know How do you create a cheftza of a shtar kedushin? So look at Gittin. Gittin is the model. Whatever halachas are necessary, whatever conditions are necessary to create a cheftza of a get, are the identical conditions necessary to create a cheftza of a shtar kedushin. Therefore, just as a get must be written in the Shema, the Gemara Kedushin says, a shtar kedushin has to be written in the Shema. But when we're not dealing with the halachas that govern the cheftza of the get, we're dealing with the halachas that govern the maise nesinus a get. We know for a fact the maisa nesidus aget is not identical to the maisa of nesidus kedushin. We know for a fact, that at least according to some, that there is no din of vinosan when it comes to kedushin. I'll give you an example. There are many, many poskim who say that although the Gemara says in Gittin that kli gitech me'agabi karka is no good. See, a husband comes to his wife, rather than handing her the get, he puts it down on the floor in the middle of the street. He says, "You pick it up and walk away with it." So that's no good minatora. Why? The Nasr Biyada comes to exclude Tligitech Megabikarka. What if the same would be done with Kedushin? What if a person would take Kedushin, put it on the floor, and the woman would pick it up? So according to most, that would be acceptable. For the many, many opinions, that would be acceptable. Why? The Dinim of the Nasan don't really spill over to Kedushin. There is no Hekesh on the details of Gerushin. The details are on the Chevtza of the Get. The details are not on the Maisa Gerushin. And therefore, it could be, says the Rashba in the Tshuva, that this halacha of Mechubar, which is not a deficiency in the Cheftza of the Get, it's rather a deficiency in the Maaseh Nesina, would not carry over to Kedushin at all. Forget about not carrying over to a Kesef Kedushin. Wouldn't even carry over to a Shtar Kedushin. And therefore, the entire problem of Mechubar just doesn't get off, no pun intended on this one, I didn't mean this one, it doesn't get off the ground. Literally, it's totally irrelevant to the sugya of Kedushin, not only Shtag, not only Kesef Kedushin, even to Shtag Kedushin. That's the Rashba's big breakthrough in the Tshuvas. If that is the case, then maybe we can extrapolate now to our sugya of Ksav Yad. This halacha that, again, requires to aid him, Chayik v'lo yavar. What kind of halacha is that, that a get requires to aid him? Is that a halacha in the chavts of the get? That it's not called a chavts of a get without to aid him? Well, that has nothing to do with the chavts of the get. That has to do with that ein dov shebach mishnayim, namely the maisa gevishin, the chalois of gevishin has to take place in the presence of Adam. Whether those presence of Adam mean the Adam side, whether the Adam mean the Adam who are watching, those are details. Man, Rulaz, you gotta learn half the Masechta to figure out the answer to those details. But Beikaron, the requirement of Adam and the conditions of Adam and the exceptions to the rule of Adam are dinim that apply to the Maisa Gerishin. These are not part of the Etzem Chavtza of the Get itself. If that is the case, so when the Torah tells us, on the one hand, David, David, Mammon, Ein David, Shepach, Bishnayim. And then the Torah comes and qualifies it and says, oh, by the way, V'chosav, if it's B'ksav Yerabal, then everything is okay. Those details are Maisa Gevishnika details. How are they going to spill over to Kedushin? If the Rashba is right, that the Hekesh of Yotzel HaHoysu was set on the Chdini HaChevtza, not on the Maisa Gevishin, then this Pratis Kula of V'chosav, that the Torah is telling us that forget about the regular rule that requires here the Torah is giving us an exception and saying, no, it's okay, it's fine. You can get away with that Maisa Gevishin detail as long as it's B'Ksav Yad HaBaal, everything is fine. How could you begin to spill that over to Kedushin? How could you plug in the Hekesh to that? Plugging the Hekesh to that is inappropriate. Plugging the Hekesh to that doesn't apply according to this understanding of the Shiva Sirashba. So maybe this idea that we're hemming and hawing and saying that the exercise of chosav and chosav doesn't necessarily carry over to Kedushin, notwithstanding the Hekesh may not help here, because the Hekesh is limited in scope. It applies to the Dini HaChevtza, not to the Maisa. The issue with this pshat is really twofold. That number one, we are not 100% certain that the Chisaron of Mechuba, which really got the whole Rashba started in the first place, we're not 100% sure that the Chisaron of Mechuba is really a Maisa Gerishin type of a Chisaron. Because the Rashba himself, if you go back to the 16th of the Mamakomos, the Rashba makes reference to the Rishalmi. The Rishalmi of Kidim Rechse Sefer, Masevishu Betolosh, that says the Rashba, it appears in the Rishalmi in the Sechav Rech of Gittin, that the source for the din of Mechuba being puzzled is from the word Sefer. Sefer has a certain connotation. A book, you walk around with a book. You don't have books that are written on trees. So the word sefer has a certain meaning to it, a certain nuance to it, and that is the source that disqualifies mechubar. If that is the source, that is very chefza oriented, that is very not gavra maisa gerushin oriented. You want to tell me that the source to pasul mechuber is from v'nosan? So then you want to tell me shtikot Torah, it's not a din the chefza, it's a din the maisa doesn't spill over. I got all that. But if you go down the root of the Rishon, which the Rashba is not rejecting the Rishon, the Rashba is just saying, Rishalmi says it, maybe it's right, maybe it's not right, maybe it's another book. Or if you accept the idea of the Rishalmi, this is clearly Chefs oriented, then we're back to square one. Why in the world should that carry over to at least to a Shtar Kedushin? So our Shtikl Torah and our whole Shtikl Torah and our Sugya is hinging upon a Rashba that we're a little bit shaky on. And let's not forget the Rashba himself was shaky on it, because the Rashba in his Chedushim, his Chedushim actually doesn't even say this. He says that Kedushe Mechuber Shtar Kedushin Taka doesn't work. So we're holding on for dear life to a Chuvas Rashba that's disappearing very quickly. We don't know the Rashba really meant this way. The Rashba himself is a little bit tricky, but there's something even more problematic with this Rashba. And that's going back for a moment in the Marmar Kamos, going back to the 12th of the Marmar Kamos. The Mishnah in Gittin Neftesim and Aleph goes back to one of our favorite topics, Befanenechtem. So the Mishnah tells us in Neftesim, maybe get Medina Sayam, Ve'eino Yochalom Befanechtem, Yemieshlam Eidis Kaim Echoismim. If you can't say Befanechtem for whatever reason, the Gemara will elaborate what that is. So then you just do Kiyam Shtaros. You get people to identify the witnesses in the bottom. Then the Mishnah concludes, Echad Gitte Nosh V'echad Shechri Avadim, L'shovel Malachal Meidi. That this halacha b'fanenechtam apply equally to gittin as well as to documents that are freeing avadim k'nainim. This is one of the three ways, and the mission is about to delineate the other two. There are three areas of halacha that shtar shichur and a regular get isha are similar. So yes, the Gemara, the only three. Yes, the Gemara, the 13th of the Marmar Kamos, va'ikal lishma. What do you mean? They're similar that they both have to read lishma. The Gemara says, "Bishlam of the Rab behind a Moluch Mevi." According to Rab, who says that the whole reason of Moluch Mevi, namely the whole reason to say before Nechtav, was because of the concern of Lishma. So when the Mishnah says that they're similar vis-a-vis before Nechtav, that's saying that they're similar vis-a-vis Lishma. El Rava Kasha, but according to Rava, who says that the reason for before Nechtav has nothing to do with Lishma, so how come Lishma wasn't on the list of similarities between Shtar Shichur and Get? The Sue, the Gemara says another question. How come the Mishnah doesn't mention that a Shtar Shichur, freeing an Eved Kenani, can't be written on a tree, can't be written on a Mechubar? That for sure they're similar to. So the Gemara pupils for half an omelet to figure out the answer to that question. So finally, on the 14th of the Marmar Kamos, the Gemara comes to the grandiose conclusion. Let me tell you why Mechubar isn't listed. Elekiktani, Milsa Belaysim Kedushin. The only things that are listed of things that are unique to Gittin and Shtar Shichur. That's the theme of the Mishnah. These areas of halacha are special. They apply to Gittin and only to Shtar Shichur, to nowhere else. But Milsa Nisba Kedushin Loktani, whatever applies to Kedushin, wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. So basically what the Gemara just said is that you want to know why the Shema is not mentioned in the Mishnah? Because it applies to Shtar Kedushin. You want to know why Mechuber isn't mentioned in the Mishnah? Because it applies, that psul applies to a Shtar Kedushin. So what's the Rashba talking about? The Rashba wrote in the Shuvah that a Shtar Kedushin is okay. A Shtar Kedushin is fine. You can write a Shtar Kedushin on a tree. We even gave a lumdish and brisket Torah. Why? Because it's a din in the Maisa Gerushin, not a din in the Chavtza, and we used it to extrapolate the Eidim. We had a whole Shabbat Torah hinging on something that's pushed against the Gemara. The Gemara says black on white. It's very hard to argue with these five words. Milsa, the Isa, the Kedushin, lo, Tani. That's what it says. That anything that applies to Kedushin wasn't mentioned. That is the reason why Mechuber isn't mentioned, because it's Isa B'Kedushin. So what is the Rashba talking about? So if we would have been the ones to discover this Gemara and have this kash against the Rashba, I would have said, you know, this kash is so glaring. The Rashba missed, I don't know what to say. And I said, Rashba missed the Gemara, Rashba didn't miss Gemaras. So what would we even say? So we would be baffled. But we're even more baffled than baffled for the following reason, that the Rashba himself asked the question. The Rashba in the end of the 16th of the Marmar goes back there, she was a Rashba, in the Tshuva, comments and notices and realizes that he's against the Gemara. He asks himself, how can I tell you Shtikot Torah over the Brisket Torah? He gave a Kaddish and Isha with the Shtar Kedushin, that's Mechubar. What is the Gemara? The Gemara says not that way. So look what the Rashba says. The last five words in the four words in the Rashba, and the 16th of the Mavukamos, you have to quote in that Gemara, V'yesh lefarsha be'inyon acher. Says the Rashba, there is another way out to explain that Gemara in Kedushin. The only problem was that the Pony Express had to leave. He entered the Tshuva, and he never tells you what's the other way. We're like waited for the bated breath, like next week's show. So he never tells you. We have no idea what the Rashba meant. So we could breathe a little bit easier that there is an answer. It's not like Khalil the Rashba forgot the Gemara. He knew God's good the Gemara, and he had some other deep, dark secret how to learn the Gemara, but nobody knows what the other pshat is. The Gemara is almost befeirish. I can't say almost. It is befeirish against what the Rashba was saying. So the Rashba was well aware of it. He said, relax, don't worry, it's on me. I know how to answer it. Maybe you'll get a letter next week. Unfortunately, next week's mail never showed up from Barcelona. So we don't know what the Yeshiva Farsh meaning after is. So we're going to take the Rashba's word for it. Rashba's good credit. There's a good reputation in Rashba, that there is some other way out of this Gemara. And we're going to stick to this chat of the Rashba as a possibility. If it's a possibility, then it would help us in terms of the Bechosov side. But let's go back to the drawing board for a minute. To that which many Mishnayim are saying, that the Chosav, the Gzeres HaKosav, except Yad works by Get, doesn't work for Kedushin, the Yotzeh V'Hoysa, don't worry about the Yotzeh V'Hoysa. So we still, again, except for this Pshat and the Rashba, there's a lot of complications. We don't have a really, really working Pshat we're comfortable with. What happened to the Yotzeh V'Hoysa? It comes along the Avnei Miluim himself, who raised the question about the Tzoyis, and says, I'm going to tell you what I think the Pshat is. Why we cannot compare Shtai Kedushin to Shtai Gerushin. It's not for some grandiose reason is that they didn't have to, the Gavra, the Maisachal, and not do with that, says the Avnei Miluim. It has to do with a very simple distinction between Gerushin and Kedushin. Simple distinction is as follows. Kedushin requires Dasa Isha. It's the first Mishnah Meshach is Kedushin, Isha Niknes. Gemara says, why doesn't it say Ish Koneh? To teach us, Isha Niknes Midaita. You can't be Bekadosh and Isha against the will. So that's the ABCs of Kedushin. You require Dasa Isha. A get does not require Dasa Isha. In the days of Rabbi Gershom, he made a cheirim that a person shouldn't divorce his wife against the will. It's just terrible, terrible midos to do such a thing. But in terms of the Ikret Ibn HaTorah for sure, so whether you should do it or not, we're not advocating doing it, even in HaTorah, it's a terrible, terrible midos. But the Maisa to get his chal, Mishnah is explicitly to get his chal. You don't really require Das Isha if you gave Isha. So says the Avnei Miluim as follows. Let's walk through this. We have a shtar written in the handwriting of the Baal saying that Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel. So we're looking at the shtar and we're trying to figure out what is the shtar telling us exactly. It's V'chosav, it's the hand of the Baal, Pshuto Kemashmo, the handwriting, Saviyat Kutch of the Baal himself. What exactly is it telling us? It is telling us that the husband is all ready to divorce his wife. He is willing and ready to divorce his wife. That's exactly what it's saying. Is it telling us that the wife is ready to accept the get? It doesn't have her handwriting. If we'd say on the bottom, by Rachel, I'm ready to be Mugareshes, which it's not going to say. So then we would know that the wife is willing to accept the get. So we have a savvy out of the Baal saying Reuven is already willing to divorce his wife, but we don't know whether the wife consented or not. The answer to that problem is, who cares? We don't really care whether the wife consented, because the Maisa gets chal with or without the consent of the wife. So when it comes to a get, says the Avnei Miluim, all you need is a statement that's screaming out from this piece of paper that we have Das Habal, Das Isha, we don't really care about. When you have a parallel shtar that says, I, Reuven, I'm ready to be Mekadesh, Rebbe Kodesh is to Rachel, you have an absolute statement yelling out, Shrein Kai V'Kayim, from the paper, that Reuven is willing and ready to marry Rachel. What about Rachel? Do we have any indication that Rachel wants to get married? Who told us that Rachel wants to get married? Reuven telling us that Rachel wants to get married? How do we independently know Rachel's das? Says the Avnei Miluim, you can't compare Kedusha to a get, not because of Lumbish of Gavras and Heftas and Maislach and Maislach. No, because there's a technical glitch, there's a technical difference. The difference is by Kedusha, you require Das Isha. The only way for us to know this Das Isha, if we have a piece of paper that says, Reuven is Mekadesh Rachel, and there are two witnesses signed on the bottom. So the two independent objective witnesses are hereby testifying two things. They're testifying Reuven wants to marry Rachel, and they're testifying that Rachel wants to get married to Reuven. So if you have a shtar that has two edim written on the sign on the bottom, then you have an edus for a kedushin, for both components of kedushin, both mitzad abal as well as mitzad isha. But if all you have is ksav yad habal, Sabiodo, so you have 50% of the story. That's very nice, but not going to get you anywhere. So that's why there's a difference. That's what the discrepancy between Ishtar Kedusha and Ishtar Gevushin.
If this was just a technical din, then if they're both Moda, it should work. But we know that that doesn't work.
Well, remember, Moda doesn't work with Kedushin. You need more than just Moda. You need
But I'm saying that implies it's not just a technical din. It implies that it's a real din in the Ksivas Shtar Kedushin.
No, in Ochidami, there's a real din in Ksivas Shtar Kedushin, and the Torah would have trumped it. Because the Torah, by saying Bechasa, trumps it by Gevushin, also, according to Tosfos, you also hold on, doesn't work by Gevushin. According to Tosfos, a get is also a Chalach reading. So according to Tosfos, Bechasa trumps everything. It's Xeris across the part of one day in the Rashba. And with Lechorah, it should trump by Kedushin, also the need for Eidim. But herein says the Avdulim, it can trump the need for Eidim, but Lemaisa, you have to have, it has to accomplish something vis-a-vis the parties involved. So you want to tell me that except Yad accomplishes something vis-a-vis the Baal, I got it. But they say that it's meaningless, like I'm an Isha, because it doesn't say anything about the Das Isha, it doesn't say anything about anything before, like about the Isha. So we really have three different possibilities. What I take is on except Yad Kedushin. So except Yad Gevushin, the Mishnah says is good. But how about Ishtar except Yad Kedushin? So there were some who say that maybe in Ochidami, maybe Tachir is good by except Yad Kedushin, maybe in Ochidami. And others say, no. Why no? Because we can't compare Gevushin to Kedushin. Why not? So either you go down the route that we extrapolate from the Chumash Rashba, because the dinim of Eidus and Xaviyad are not dinim of the Chetz, they're dinim of the Maisa, and the Maisa and the Gedinim perhaps don't carry over. Or you can go down the route of Yabluim, that in theory they should carry over, except that Metzias isn't out there. Because anytime you have Xaviyad Abal, you by definition don't have anything that's testifying about the Das Isha, and therein lies the difference. So either Kedushin is compared to Gevushin, or it's not compared, and if it's not compared, so it's not compared for one of these two different reasons. Okay, we'll stop here. So at the end of the day, what is that mascara in terms of the regular